The Hunchback of Notre Dame is a musical based on the 1831 novel of the same name written by Victor Hugo. It contains songs from the 1996 Walt Disney film adaptation by composer Alan Menken and lyricist Stephen Schwartz. The Disney story, much simplified from Hugo's novel, follows disfigured Quasimodo, the bell ringer of Notre Dame Cathedral, who bides his time locked away in a tower with only gargoyles to keep him company. Quasimodo longs to be with other people, leading to his chance encounter with the enchanting gypsy Esmeralda. When the beautiful young woman catches the attention of Quasimodo's guardian, the sinister Frollo, a Parisian justice minister with equal authority in the church, Quasimodo must help to keep her out of Frollo's clutches. Unfortunately, though Quasimodo lives in relative sanctuary in the Cathedral of Notre Dame, he is not a part of the faith community and he does not receive its care or compassion. Though people know about the disfigured man who rings the bells, no one seeks him out, cares about his needs, or takes him in. Instead, his only human companionship is Frollo, the justice minister, who teaches Quasimodo an anti-gospel of law and self-denial and the pursuit of power. He teaches Quasimodo that the world is a cruel place, especially for one who is different as Quasimodo is different. But there is something in Quasimodo's spirit that Frollo's gospel of hatred does not settle with. Quasimodo longs to live one day out there, out in the world. Now, I don't say these next words lightly. There are way too many disingenuous attempts to identify Christ figures in every piece of great literature and plenty of not so great ones. But as you hear these words, consider whether they might be reminiscent not of the church, but of the church's founder. Knowing them as they will never know me all my life, I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever out there where they live unaware. What I'd give, what I'd dare. Isn't that quite possibly Jesus' heart longing to live among us and love us? Something to consider as you listen.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I've memorized their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever out there, where they all live unaware. What I'd give, what I'd dare, just to live one day out there. millers and the weavers and their wives. Through the roofs and gables I can see them. Every day they go and shout and scold about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I were in their skin, I'd treasure every instant out there, strolling by the Seine. Taste a morning out there like ordinary men who freely walk about there. Just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Won't resent, won't despair, old and bent, I won't care. I'll have spent one day out there.
Thankfully, though Frodo is the only human interaction Quasimodo has, he has his friends, the stone gargoyles. They see the good in Quasimodo. They have his back, so to speak. They encourage him. They urge him to leave the relative sanctuary of the tower and go to the aid of Esmeralda, a woman whom Quasimodo loves. But Quasimodo, full of self-doubt, is having nothing of it. How do you know, he says to the gargoyles, what I believe in? What do you know of me? What do you know of all the things I feel? You're only made of stone. Who is it that you see instead of seeing what I am for real, this twisted flesh and bone? All right, Quasimodo, the gargoyles say, we'll leave you alone. We'll trouble you no longer. We're only made of stone. We just thought that you were made of something stronger.
What do you want from me? What do you know of all the things I feel? You're only made of stone. Who is it that you see? Instead of seeing what I am for real, this twisted flesh and bone. You're a liar. With every new excuse you try out, you only make me want to cry out, would that I were made of stone like you. You give such good advice, so why has not a single word you said been any help at all? And you who sound so nice, the more your dreams and fancies fill my head, the further that I fall. Shut my brain down. If I were senseless, I'd prefer it. Another gargoyle on this turret, spitting rain down to the stones below. I'm on my own, never again to wonder what's out there. Let it remain unknown, and my one human eye will never more be dry until the day I die, as if I. Were made of stone.
It's not too big of a stretch, I think, to find in this exchange some similarities with another group of friends, a group of friends whose story is told in the Gospel of Mark in the second chapter. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And Jesus was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to Jesus a paralyzed man carried by four of them. And when they could not bring Jesus to him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It's blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Chosen One has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home.' And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We have never seen anything like this.'" Friends, context is not everything with Scripture, but it is a lot. Here we have the story of a man who would have been told all of his life that his disability, his paralysis, his lameness, or whatever had befallen him was the result of sin. His sin, his parents' sin, someone's sin. He would have been ostracized, vulnerable, except for these four friends. These friends who literally carried him through town on a mat or a stretcher, carried him to the top of a roof, a thatched roof, tore through the roof. The scripture says they unroofed the roof and lowered him down into the presence of Jesus. And these friends saw as Jesus healed him. And for today, I'm not going to talk about Jesus' throwing down the gauntlet to the scribes and the Pharisees. I'm not going to talk about which is easier, to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or say, "Stand up and take your mat and walk." But so that you may know that the Chosen One has authority on earth to forgive sins, Jesus said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." What I am going to say today is this. Right now, you have a friend who is hurting. A friend like the man on the pallet, a friend like Quasimodo, isolated, alone. Today, I'm saying to you, take inventory. Who have you not heard from in a while? Who needs a text? Who needs a call or FaceTime? Which of your neighbors have you not seen in a long time? Can you put a note of encouragement on their door? Can you put out some wildflowers or transplant an ivy and put it on your neighbor's porch? Can you say to the person still working at your favorite drive-thru, "Thank you for working, thank you for staying open, for having a smile for me"? If you can find it in yourself to offer these kindnesses, please do. And if you're limited in that, then do exactly what these four friends did. Get them to Jesus. Get them in front of Jesus. Carry them in prayer. And for those of you who are feeling right now not like the friends, but like the one on the mat, feeling like you haven't said enough, done enough, been enough, I want to offer you these words from John Rodel. They were posted a couple of weeks ago by an MCC pastor. And this is written as a conversation between me or you and God. Hear in it the heartfelt words of Quasimodo, but also hear in it the words of any who are hurting, feeling inadequate, feeling that they're not strong enough in this pandemic, not working hard enough, not hopeful enough, not helpful enough, especially if the one feeling these things is you. Me. Hello, God. God. Hello. Me. I'm falling apart. Can you put me back together? I'd rather not. Why? Because you're not a puzzle. What about all the pieces of my life that fall to the ground? Leave them there for a while. They fell for a reason. Let them be there for a while and then decide if you need to pick any of these pieces back up. But you don't understand, God, I'm breaking. No, you don't understand. You are transcending, evolving. What you feel are growing pains. You're getting rid of the things and people in your life that are holding you back. The pieces are not falling down. The pieces are being put into the right place. Take a deep breath and let these things you no longer need fall down. Stop clinging to pieces that are no longer for you. Let them fall. Let them go. Once I start doing that, what will I have left? Only the best pieces of yourself. I'm afraid to change. I keep telling you, you're not changing. You're becoming. Becoming who? Becoming who I created you to be. A person of light. Love, charity, hope, courage, joy, mercy, grace, and compassion. I made you for so much more than those shallow pieces you decided to adorn yourself with and that you cling to with so much greed and fear. Let those things fall off you. I love you. Don't change. Become. Don't change. Become. Become who I want you to be, who I created. I'm going to keep telling you this until you remember. There goes another piece. Yes. Let it be like this. So, I'm not really broken. No. But you are breaking out of the darkness like dawn. It's a new day. Become. Become who you really are. Friends, we're in a pandemic. And it looks like it's not going away anytime soon. It's not lessening. If you're more afraid than you were 2 months ago, you're paying attention. If you need help, reach out. If you have hope or resources to share, share them. We'll end today with these words of hope. Someday, when we are wiser, when the world's older, when we have learned, I pray someday we may yet live to live and let live. Someday life will be fairer, need will be rarer, and greed will not pay. God, speed this bright millennium on its way.
Someday, when we are wiser, when the world's older, when we have learned, I pray someday we may live to live and let live. Someday life will be fairer.
When the sun
is gone, we'll